All this week, we're getting a view from abroad, a look back at the Bush presidency and ahead to an Obama one. This morning, we return to one Pakistani columnist you've heard on this program before. Fazi Zaka also hosts a satirical news show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
You know, I am looking at one of your columns, and you speak very fluently about Joe the Plumber and Sarah Palin, and the presumption is your readers understand everything you're writing about as well. What in these last 8 years has most shaped Pakistanis' view of American culture? Is it bound up in popular culture and the media and some of that coming directly from the U.S.?
Well, consumption of U.S. culture is huge in Pakistan. That goes from, you know, programs like Friends, which are incredibly popular, to the way back to the 80s when you had Knight Rider and, you know, Airwolf. And these are things the Pakistanis are quite used to consuming. And in fact, right now, culture consumption actually comes from pretty lowbrow fare like reality TV. But that does not inform average Pakistani opinion. Over the past 8 years, more than anything, what has determined their view of the United States is how it's engaged with the outside world and how it's engaged in its two invasions and the perceived slights as a result of that. Overall, Pakistan happens to be a very news-hungry nation. It's one of the few nations in the world, I would probably assume, where, you know, consistent media tracking reports show that the youth watch the news more than they do entertainment programs. If you go to any place in Pakistan, any cafe, everything, every discussion happens to be on the news, on politics. That tends to inform Pakistani opinion far more than, you know, the recreational aspect of enjoying U.S. cultural exports.
Does it then deflect what happens domestically? For instance, what your own politicians are doing, or even what your religious leaders are calling for?
One of the major problems in Pakistan is that, in general, by politicians on the right, the U.S. is a scapegoat. It's interference through the CIA or a number of other agencies. It is far exaggerated, and it tends to absolve Pakistan for its own problems by blaming it on, you know, the unseen hand of, you know, the U.S. When it comes to people on the center and the center left, defending the U.S. from, say, unfair charges of conspiracy has become more difficult ever since the drone attacks have increased into our territory. And even though it's an unmanned incursion into our country targeting militants, it has inflamed a lot of passions. This is a problem that actually exists far prior to the Bush administration, is that the U.S. role is somehow exaggerated in domestic politics.
How does all of this then play into the next administration, that is the election of Barack Obama?
Well, everyone, Pakistan included, celebrated when Barack Obama was elected. They finally wanted to see somebody who was not a Republican face, who was not a face that would continue what George Bush did, who had ideals that were different, and they bought into the idea that, you know, change within the U.S. or change for the U.S. is actually change for the world. And many people in Pakistan were reacting to the U.S. election as if it was an election in Pakistan. But that being said, hopes are not very high because there's a belief that U.S. foreign policy, irrespective of who's in power, remains technically fairly constant. And at this stage when, you know, our country is having some degree of instability, we would imagine that, you know, the U.S. would basically continue their policy of trying to engage with the state, trying to make it stronger, and dealing with those people who would, in all likelihood, do what's in the best interests of the United States in general. So we do not have very high expectations that this would somehow change what's happening in Pakistan.
Does it matter in Pakistan, a predominantly Muslim country, that Barack Hussein Obama has family connections to Islam?
Actually, this has been downplayed to a great degree. The perception here is that, you know, his name is Barack Hussein Obama, but they do not believe that it carries any significance or any weight in what he will be doing in office. And this is generally just skepticism, not aimed at Barack Obama, but generally at the U.S. itself, that, you know, such individual concerns would not actually help change, you know, the foreign policy of this juggernaut.
Fassi Zaka is a columnist and host of a satirical show, News, Views, and Confused. He spoke with us from Islamabad.